This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Immediate public comments are needed about two proposed beryllium lathes at LAM. If you are concerned about proposed expansion of beryllium machining operations at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, now is the time to express your interest to the New Mexico Environment Department Air Quality Bureau. Public comments and expression of interest in the proposal to add two lathes for machining beryllium and a new sputtering coating operation are due by Saturday, February 26, 2022, at midnight Mountain Time by email to james.nellessen@state.nm.us. Expression of your interest will allow you to review the Bureau's analysis of the permit modification request for 30 days following notification. It will also allow you to submit written public comments and request a public hearing. CCNS has prepared a sample comment letter that you can use to express your interest. It is posted at nuclearactive.org. In late December, LANL submitted an application to the Bureau to modify its air quality permit to add two lathes for machining beryllium to the existing lathe at the Target Fabrication Facility at Technical Area 35 near the plutonium facility. LANL states that it will operate only two of the three lathes at a time. Even so, LANL is proposing to double its beryllium operations. The existing permit allows micro-scale precision machining to manufacture small laser targets for use at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, located in California, as part of the Department of Energy's National Inertial Confinement Fusion Program. LANL also proposes to add a new coating process called magnetron sputtering that would take place in an unnamed room near the lathes. Each operation would result in beryllium air emissions through stacks on the roof of the building. At atomic number 4, beryllium is a lightweight metal used in the nuclear weapons industry in fabricating plutonium pits, or the weapons trigger. Exposure to beryllium-containing dust and vapors can cause acute and chronic lung disease called berylliosis, for which there is no cure. Reports in the medical literature demonstrate that 1-6% of exposed employees are genetically sensitive to beryllium and are more susceptible to a form of berylliosis called chronic beryllium disease. In our review of the permit application, CCNS found that LANL asked for a waiver from monitoring beryllium emissions, which the Environment Department granted in late December 2021. This is surprising, because there are extra requirements for protecting Class 1 areas such as the ambient air quality at the nearby Bandelier National Monument. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the sample public comments, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.